before we did a Five Talks together, you can go dig up from a couple of years ago. He's the founding and managing director at Emerging Media, managing director at Cerebra Communications. He's now an agency coach. And a couple of years ago, as a hobby, he started At South Africa, the Instagram account. It's almost at 300,000 followers. They post daily images. And something that was a hobby is now not only fulfilling a function normally, but during this particular time as well. And this man behind all of this is Craig Rodney, who's down in lockdown with his two small kids. Craig, good morning.
Morning. How's it going?
It's good to chat to you, dude. Let me just check in. I mean, how are things going? How are you adapting to these unusual times in your personal life?
Yeah, it's interesting. I think everyone's learning a lot about themselves as they go through this. I'm really lucky that I've got a big enough house that I can go upstairs, downstairs, and into the garden, and that's kind of that's the focus. So it's day by day. You know, lockdown's interesting. I'm going straight from a stage 3 Clark Google Hangout with my kids' nursery school straight into a 5FM interview. So, you know, there's a lot of firsts happening, I suppose.
Yeah, and we all kind of try and make sense of it day by day, and a lot of people are very unsure about what happens after all of this. Like, what's the exit strategy, right? And the one thing that I think is important to be cognizant of is how different industries have been really hard hit by this. I mean, if we talk about the tourism space, which I guess is, you know, kind of what we're going to talk about today, I mean, this is something that almost overnight pretty much just doesn't exist, right?
Yeah, well, it's just getting hammered, right? You know, and you got to feel for these guys. Tourism is a massive contributing, you know, part of our economy to the GDP, as it is for most countries. And it got switched off, right? There wasn't really even a slowdown. It just went, you know, one day you woke up and that was it. It was kind of, it was over. So everyone in South Africa in the tourism industry is hurting. And a lot of people aren't really too sure how are we gonna fix this and how are we gonna come out of it. I've taken a slightly more positive approach to it and just locked in on the belief that we will get through this. Not sure of the timing, but you know, South Africans will be allowed to travel again, and local travel will open up quite a bit earlier than international travel, I think. I don't see South Africans traveling overseas for the next while. But local travel will open up, and when it does, I think people are going to come out of lockdown and desperately want to travel and desperately want to go out and explore and do as many kind of outdoor adventure activities as possible.
Well, I know with myself and my friends, I mean, we almost sit back and fantasize about the different places that we want to go and the things that we want to see, some of which we've done and some of which we haven't either. And I think a beautiful way in order to be able to do that is through something like what you're doing, Craig, right? I've seen this thing, this is southafrica.com. I mean, the idea, as I understand it, basically, this is encouraging South Africans, you're using your own archives as well, to basically just like share pictures on this platform about places we desperately want to go to and can't wait to go to once all this is over, right?
Yeah, so obviously, you know, having run the At South Africa account on Instagram for a few years, it's an amazing platform, but it has its limitations, right? I see people constantly asking, oh, hey, where is this location? You know, please can you send me the geotag? And a lot of people try and plan travel. So you see people commenting and, you know, mentioning one of their friends going, oh, we have to do this, or we have to do this. And so the idea behind thisissouthafrica.com is to take as much of that gallery out of the Instagram archives, which are all but invisible now, and put it on a website where you can search for it. It can be categorized, it's geotagged by locations, it's categorized by what you can do at each location, how easy is it to get to, all that. So we try to put as much information behind these locations as possible. But it's kind of under the umbrella of photo tourism, right? You know, people want to go and take the photos that they see on Instagram. They want to go and replicate that, or they want to be in those places. South Africa is blessed with thousands of incredible photographic locations. And so I want to try and create the repository of that. So anyone can contribute to the website. The idea is it's a community project. If you've got photos of a location that isn't yet on the website, you can go and load it and link it back to your Instagram account. You can add as much info as you know, and we'll kind of complete the rest. So it kind of, at this stage, it serves two functions. One, it's about creating that catalog. It's about creating the repository of locations in South Africa and getting everyone to contribute as many as possible. And the second thing is that people can then use the website to plan their itineraries. So one of the amazing side effects of the website, specifically because we're in lockdown, is people are sitting and spending a lot more time on the site than they normally would. So they're browsing and they're finding parts of South Africa that not only have they never been to, they didn't know existed. And they're building their, they're using the site now to build their itineraries and to plan their road trips and that kind of stuff. And I guess, you know, the more locations get added over the next while, the greater the value it'll offer as far as itinerary building is concerned. But we've seen so much interest from people. And as I said, it's if there is an upside of lockdown, it's that people have way more time to sit on their laptops and or on their phones and daydream about traveling the country. And I mean, and so as much as the tourism industry is hurting right now, I'm kind of hoping that, you know, in my small way, building the site can help when it is safe to travel again. Hopefully it inspires more South Africans to kind of to get out there and go and see different parts of the country and explore all the beauty that our country offers.
Absolutely. And the need to reinvest back in ourselves is going to be so important. I've got such a an archive of footage and material from my travels over the last couple of years, everything from small dorps to, you know, hidden valleys and all kinds of different treasures trapped within different small towns across this country. So I'm going to be quite proactive, Craig, in loading some of my stuff onto this as well. It's free to use, by the way. This is southafrica.com.
I'm going to hold you thought about it.
I genuinely will. I'll put it up there. Have you thought about in your own personal life, once all this is over within this country, like what you most want to go and do and see?
I just want to go run in the mountains. Like that's right. It's interesting how simplified everything has become, right? I'm biased, obviously, but I've been in love with South Africa for as long as I can remember, my entire life. And I didn't think I could become more passionate about this country, and I have become more passionate about this country. Not just the disastrous exchange rate at the moment, but I really have almost no interest in traveling anywhere else right now. I just want to get out there and see South Africa, but at a more micro level, I just want to go run in the mountains. Like it's the simple things, right? Go for a surf. Who knows?
It is. And I think that reshifting of purpose is something we have to look at as a positive thing. And it's the same way that I'm choosing to look at all of this as well. And we're trying to use the show and this platform to encourage as many people who are thinking in a similar way to do exactly that. And I promise you can hold me to it. I will use I've got nowhere to go right now. So I do have some free time, and I will use that to populate your website. Well, Craig, that's the
idea. There's a lot of people that will do it. Well, listen, appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Take it easy. It's Craig Rodney. If you want to check this out, by the way, it's a cool way to keep us dreaming and put some things in place so that after all of this, we can continue building our country and building our industries and our assets like tourism. It's called thisissouthafrica.com. Go check it out.